Hello, my name is Carrie Wolf, and I'm from the University of River Falls, Wisconsin. And today I'm going to tell you a little bit about frac sand reclamation and the impacts on soil hydrologic characteristics. So to start off, I want to start with a little bit of a background on frac sand. This is a graph from North Dakota and natural gas production, and I wanted to show you how much of an increase in the past 4 years we have had of natural gas production. And this is directly related to hydraulic fracturing, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard about in the news. Basically, oil and gas are located deep beneath the Earth's surface in thin layers of shale. Horizontal drilling is used to access this shale layer. So what happens in the horizontal drilling, you can see right here, and pressurized water, after they're done drilling, is released into those wells, and it cracks open that shale layer. After that shale is cracked open, it allows for that gas and oil to come out, but they need to keep those cracks open to allow all of it to keep coming out. So what they use is a proppant to keep those cracks open. And a proppant is frac sand. So what is frac sand? Frac sand is high purity quartz derived from sandstone. It's crush resistant, which is perfect for holding those cracks open. Each grain is a similar shape and size. And lastly, it's mined almost exclusively in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has one of the largest frac sand productions in the U.S. So here's a map of frac sands in Wisconsin. And the yellow is the possible sand used for mining. And all those dots represent either a mine that's in production or a possible mine. And then along with mining comes impacts to the environment. Impacts such as air quality, wildlife, groundwater and surface water, and soil. And today I want to focus primarily on soil and how this relates to frac sand. So to do this, reclamation. Reclamation is important because we essentially want to restore the land back to its original quality. This occurs after mining. However, reclamation is planned before any excavation has taken place. This follows planned goals to achieve useful, healthy landscapes to minimize environmental effects caused by mining. And this relates to our research. Our research was to improve mine reclamation efforts by measuring the physical, biological, and hydrologic characteristics of the soil in an unmined and reclaimed sites to assess the soil health. Today I'm going to focus just a little bit on the hydrologic characteristics of the soil. So let's go back to this map of Wisconsin. And our site is this one right here in Chippewa County. And here's just Chippewa County zoomed in, and then our map of our mine. Now, the own land of the mine, about 50% of it is actually mined for sand. The other 50% is wooded, unmined area. So we wanted to pick a couple locations to test and install equipment that were not affected by the mining. So we wanted some benchmark locations. So this past summer, that's what we did. And our first one was an upland, wooded, sandy soil. The second was also upland wooded, but silty. And lastly, we actually picked a row crop silty soil, which was disturbed. We wanted to compare this to the reclaimed site because that would also be disturbed soil. Now, we also established our reclamation site, but we won't have any equipment installed into it until summer of 2015. But it will be, currently they're adding topsoil to it, and it has been seeded, and it will be grasses. And so this is just to show you the actual particle size of each of those plots. You can see that predominantly one was sandy and the other two were more silty. And this we knew was going to affect our data that we collected. So back to those research locations, we picked 10 spots at each to install equipment. So each one of those red dots had some sort of equipment installed at it. Going into our equipment, first we did soil moisture and temperature. So we installed Decagon 5TE soil moisture sensors. We did 5 randomly at each of the benchmark sites. We installed them 20 centimeters into the ground. We had the cord protected by a conduit so they wouldn't be ruined. And then lastly, we recorded the data manually every 2 weeks with a ProCheck data logger. So our soil moisture kind of came out how we predicted. Because of soil texture. First, we had our upland sandy, which was relatively low compared to the others. and the upland silty, which was much higher, and the ag silty, which was relatively close. And we also, for fun, since this is a five-year project and we haven't gotten to our reclamation site yet, we did hypothesize what our reclamation soil moisture would be, and we said it would be somewhere in between those two, because it most likely won't be as sandy as the upland sandy soil. Second, the soil temperature. And the upland sandy and the upland silty were relatively the same. But since both were wooded in basically a pretty similar area, they both had the same temperature because of that. The ag silty, however, was a little bit higher. It was corn, so it had less of a vegetated cover. And then for hypothesis for the reclamation site, we thought it would be higher than all three of our benchmark sites, mainly because it will only have grasses on it next summer and it will have less of a vegetated cover. So for our infiltration rate, which we did next, was we installed TurfTech double ring infiltrometers, 12 and 24 inch diameter, and we did three tests at each of our benchmark sites. We measured the falling head until equilibrium was reached, and then after, we averaged the data to find steady state for each of those locations. So this data was amazing, and it came out how we figured because of the soil texture. Sandy had an extremely high infiltration rate compared to the other ones, at just over 1.5 centimeters per second. Upland silty was much lower, and the ag was even lower, and this most likely due to compaction. And for reclamation, we honestly, this could fall anywhere in that category because due to porosity, it could be high. Due to compaction from when they actually have installed the soil, it could be low. So we're not quite sure where that one's going to end up. So in conclusion, there is a clear difference in the sandy soil compared to the silty soil directly related to our particle size. The ag site already shows levels of disturbance compared to the native area, like the infiltration rate that I just showed. And lastly, we expect the mine soils to have a significantly different hydraulic characteristic than the benchmark soils. One thing with this project is it had a lot of challenges doing it. So we were working with our university, the sand mine, and also the Chippewa County. So time management was a hassle, trying to make sure that we got everything done at a proper time, and we had deadlines, and we only had, for our internship, we only had 3 months. Shallow soils, we were not expecting to have such shallow soils. It was at most 25 centimeters in spots until it hit bedrock. Wisconsin weather this summer was not in our favor. It was very rainy, so it made it hard to collect all our data. Communication between the three groups was very hard. Equipment. We had these huge, in our upland areas, we had these huge slopes, so we had to carry all of our equipment up. And lastly, just waiting to collect our data. Thank you so much, and is there any questions? Yes.
So is it correct that mining is such a controversial topic in Wisconsin? What are your views on it? Are you pro or against it?
I'm not going to answer either pro or against, but I think it's really important that people are informed well on it and they get the right facts, because depending on that, that's definitely going to show how well or how, like, it's so you don't have a biased opinion, just you need to be educated towards it. So, and I know frack is kind of a trigger word, and it's kind of a negative word, so it's really important to kind of, this is more like silica sand is what they prefer to be called, so calling it frack sand is kind of negative, so that's another thing. Yes. Honestly, they don't have like a regulated the state they have to be in. I think mainly we just want it to be better than the soil tested there at the mine. And we want to keep it closely related to the native soil that we did test in that area. Yes.
Do you know much about the topsoil that they're bringing in to put on?
I do not know. They just recently did it. I do not know. I would assume it's a neighboring site. Sorry. Yes.
You had really nice data on infiltration. Were there any challenges using the infiltration?
Yeah, there was. We had a lot in the, especially the silty benchmark, the upland one, not the egg site. That one had a lot of rocks, so it was really hard to make sure that we had those in a stable spot where they wouldn't leak or have holes or anything and keep them, because they have to be at least 10 centimeters in the ground. So it was really hard to make sure they were installed correctly. Yeah.
How much overburden has to be removed to access the frac sand?
Oh, I am not sure on that one. I'm sorry.